We'll start off with communications. Could you please introduce the first individual for communications?
Item 1117, request of D. White to address council regarding federal lead and copper rule drinking water regulation being ignored.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, my name is D. White. For over a year now, I've come here to ask that you urgently address elevated lead in water levels. You acknowledge there's no safe level of lead, yet your fix is years away. This is unacceptable. For over 20 years, you've been funding an alternative compliance to the federal lead and copper rule. No other city in the U.S. has been allowed to redefine this federal rule to their liking. No other city except Portland. In fact, in 1997, the EPA rejected your special rulemaking only to have the Oregon Health Authority quietly and perversely approve it. This antiquated alternative to the federal rule, it called the Lead Hazard Reduction Program, is essentially unchanged today. It is incomprehensible that council just last week approved more money for this alternative rule that continues to fail in best protecting our drinking water and our health. Again, the point of the chart here, all across the West, mainly the Northwest here, we're looking at the same plumbing, the same old homes and buildings, but with drastically lower levels of lead compared to Portland, which is right there in the middle. Lead is an irreversible neurotoxin. You cannot see, taste, or smell lead in water. It especially impacts pregnant women and young children. More than 400,000 of all deaths in the U.S. every year can be attributed and linked to lead exposure. Yet today, the Water Bureau's PR team is busier than ever convincing the public that undertreated water is safe to drink, while at the same time, cryptosporidium, an intestinal malady, has been escalated to such a serious health threat that a $500 million filtration treatment plant is being sold to the public. Other water providers are protecting their citizens right now, and their lead levels are lower than ours. They fix pipes which poor treatment has corroded. They offer filters and bottled water for those most vulnerable to this potent neurotoxin. Meanwhile, you continue to delay and drag your feet while failing to protect drinking water at thousands of at-risk homes, schools, preschools, daycares, parks, and businesses. After Flint in 2016, EPA asked the Water Bureau, "What more can you do to minimize lead at users' taps as quickly as possible?" It's a simple question. What more can you do now to minimize lead at users' taps? Very simple. Well, it's still being ignored.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz.
Ms. White, thank you very much for continuing to highlight this issue. I was disappointed you were not able to be here when we had a full presentation on both the problem. Oh, good. The problem and what we're doing to fix it, and indeed we do need urgent changes. The pH of the water needs to be reduced to 8.5 rather, where it's currently it's 8.2. And so we're having a public meeting on November 8th from 6 to 7:30 at IRCO, the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization on Northeast Gleeson. And 106, I think, to talk about both the treatment for lead and the treatment for the cryptosporidium that you mentioned. So if you're interested in this topic, if you want to get a free lead testing kit, various other information, including how to get financial assistance on paying your water bill, please come to that meeting on November 8th from 6 to 7:30. Look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you. Next individual.